Hello and happy Easter. Our gospel today is from Luke, following from yesterday's. The disciples told what had happened on the road to Emmaus, and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. And Jesus said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, Jesus said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. When I hear this gospel, I can't help picturing a young man coming home from college after being away for 6 months, coming to through the door of his parents' house, and the first thing he says, like Jesus, "Have you anything here to eat? I'm starving." It's funny because it takes that awkward moment where you're coming home, but it's not your home anymore. And your parents are wondering, this is our son, but he's not a kid anymore. And how should we relate? And the strangeness of that, and turns it into something that makes sense, that seems familiar, that, oh, something to eat, of course. We always ate together. We always gave you something to eat, and you're always hungry. Now we know what to do. Jesus bringing normalcy to that incredible moment. And then he reinterprets for them the moment, because he says, here's a new normal. Remember, it's just me who you've always known. And I told you long ago, remember when I was with you, about everything that was to happen. This that was to happen, that I would die and rise, and it all had to be fulfilled. And now it is. And this is the new normal. Resurrection is the new normal. And the fact that repentance and the forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in my name to all nations. That's the new normal. So get to it. This is what the resurrection should mean for us. It should be the new normal. It's not that death doesn't happen. We can't have resurrection without death. But it's that death isn't the last word. That death leads to new life if it's passed through. And so in this new normal, we don't stand at a graveside and look down into the grave. We raise our eyes and we look up into the sky. Now I'm speaking metaphorically, of course, but you see, where do you look for this loved one? In the grave or in God? In the same way, in this new normal, it's not that sins quit happening. It's just that sin is no longer the last word. Like death, it has been conquered. And so we see this sin and we say, okay, now what? Let's forgive this. And what does that mean? This new life of forgiveness after this breaking of the relationship that is sin. And that wherever we go, the first thing we think of when we see the death and the brokenness and the sin in our world is not simply that's the way the world is, but that will be turned around. Jesus rose from the dead so that that can be resurrected. And we look to the resurrection and we work to bring about the resurrection every time we see death and sin. That's the new normal. When we open our eyes to that every day, then we live as children of the resurrection. This might be a little challenging. Let's look at our lives today. Keep track of the sins, the deaths that you see. And do you focus on those? Or do you focus on their resurrection and their forgiveness? Then you'll know if you are living as a child of the resurrection. For the Lord has risen. Hallelujah.